Who you gonna call?
Who?
Ghostbusters.
Isn't that your dad's favorite song?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
He's a Ghostbuster. That's how I'm singing like he does. He's a Ghostbuster. On the street. Neighborhood. Ghostbuster. Are we starting?
Mm-hmm.
Do the countdown.
Five.
Ghost.
Four. Three.
Two, one. If you're on the street. On the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Who?
Ghostbuster. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly, and we've got the regular crew here. We got the unfuckable one, White Nothing. The unfuckable one, White Nothing, George, whatever his middle name is.
Thomas.
Oh, okay. Fuck, that's a new revelation.
I didn't learn that yet.
George, Thomas, what's his last name? Kimmel. To my left is my entitled, disrespectful.
I think he's talking about me.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You're far left.
Brown.
Far left.
Fuck face saboteur of all disgraced people.
Oh,
right? You. That's all you get right now.
Why
is
so much,
you.
Why so much heat?
You. Okay? We'll get that into that in a second.
Uh-huh.
And we got my beautiful Kalilah, who's not even ready to even go, but we're gonna go. How was the our friend Gilbert here went to
aloha.
Aloha. We went to Hawaii to do some sort of festival.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I did a small Hawaii.
Oh, interesting.
It's very tiny sketch comedy festival. Only four groups performed. And
it's a Filipino sketch comedy festival?
No, just a Hawaiian. So they don't have a community out there. So they brought people from the States, the mainland, over to do it.
Wait, so is it Hawaii? It's a Hawaiian sketch group or festival?
Yeah.
So they're mostly sketch guys from Hawaii?
Some, but I think they pulled us from LA because they don't have enough people.
Right.
Out there.
So you, what group did you go with?
Filipino AF.
And that's your group.
I'm part of the group. Yeah.
You're a part of how many people are in Filipino AF?
I think they've had over 50 people, but it's a variety show, so they switch it out.
They switch it out.
Yeah.
Who are the main top guys on it?
I don't know.
Okay. That's not really why I'm asking anyway.
Yeah.
So,
let's get to the thing.
Yeah,
the small talk.
I'm just trying to it's easy.
Brother, mahalo.
Yeah, mahalo, brother. Let me see something right now. So when you, yep. You know, I'm going to just let you know, I'll just throw it out there right now, dude. I feel like I gave you your start.
You did.
No, I'm not taking all credit. You have the talent when you're fat, Gilbert, singing those little commercial tunes in Chicago. No,
let's not remind people about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna, right? And you do a little roly-poly comedy over there. You know
roly-poly.
And that's cool, you know? And then, you know, you come here at the Manny, well, I met you at the Manny Pacquiao
fight. Manny Pacquiao, yeah.
Right. And I go, who's that little whimsical fuck?
That fairy, yeah.
And Kalilah goes, oh, he's great. His name is Gilbert. Can he help us? We got you in. Mm-hmm. We got you a little following here through the Tiger Belly. I try to give you a Mad TV audition. You went into that.
Yeah, that was fun.
You make a little bit of money on this podcast,
yeah.
Do you not?
Yeah.
Right. You don't have a day job, really, or anything?
No.
Yeah. Can I get a Hawaiian cookie?
I got you a Hawaiian cookie.
No. You don't go to Hawaii, show up at my house with empty-handed.
No, you're right. I made a mistake.
It's not just a mistake. It's you know, there's no consequences to you because you're entitled. You're not going to feel any effects of any kind of consequences as it is.
I feel it now.
Because you're above it. No, you don't.
I feel so sad.
No, you don't. That's not
sadness. Yeah, I'm so sad.
That's not sadness. All right? And I...
Bobby,
that's not... All right.
I'm so sad.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just letting you know it hurts.
But
it burns.
Can I help
Where
that
does it burn?
Can
babe?
I help?
It burns in my butthole for some reason and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I help?
60% butthole, 40% heart.
Okay, well, can I make it less burn? The
only way you can make it up to me, the only way you can is the next time you go out of the country or to a different, okay. An exotic land,
yeah.
You got to bring me back something substantial.
Okay.
Not cookies this time, though. It's got to be like, oh no, the fucking one of the Hawaiian kings carved this out of limestone.
I gotta find a fucking Polynesian king.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't even get him one of those like 99-cent chocolates with a macadamia.
He doesn't deserve it. I got him the Hawaiian cookies.
No, but what I
want, the Hawaiian cookie company?
The tin, the green tins.
Is it the Hawaiian cookie company?
Yeah. Okay. Ala Moana Mall, brother.
Yeah. What I want also is I've always wanted one of those hula dashboard figurines.
For the car?
For the car, yeah.
I don't even know if they sell those in Hawaii.
They do, fuck face.
I think they sell them here, babe.
They sell them here as well, but I want a Hawaiian one.
Okay, from Hawaii. Yeah.
From Hawaii. Mm.
But I have a better gift.
What is it?
That we talked about it before this.
What is it?
And I'm going to do this. I'm going to say it on air.
Say it.
If I ever get nominated for a BAFTA or an Emmy.
I don't want BAFTA.
Okay, fine. Emmy?
It's got to be Emmy.
Yeah. What about Teen Choice Awards? I feel like that's more doable for me.
No.
Look, let's be honest. I'm probably going to get a Teen Choice Award.
If it's not the Emmys, then nothing.
Okay, or Oscar, obviously.
You're never going to win an Oscar.
Hey.
You never know.
Okay, you might.
But you might. It doesn't matter. Anything above Emmy?
Yeah.
The first name I have to say, I can't say thank you. I can't say God. I can't say my parents.
All right, so let's replay this.
Okay.
Right, so for best supporting actor for the movie Gooks Are Us. Right?
Is this a comedy?
I don't know. Steven Yeun, Brian T. Sung Kang,
all Korean.
Gilbert Gallon, right? Mm. Ken Jeong, let's suppose.
And
right?
The winner.
And the winner is Gilbert Gallon. This is Gilbert Gallon's first Oscar. Alright, so everyone applauds. Okay, go.
Bobby Lee.
Wow.
If you're Asian out there, you think you're here because of yourself? Do you think you're here because of your talent?
Yeah.
Sure, there was Margaret Cho. She's great.
Yeah, cut that out. Cut her out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, there was that American Girl show.
Yeah. Do that.
All of you, look at yourself.
Yes.
Now look at me. Look what I'm holding.
Yes.
Who was the first Asian American on network TV?
TV.
Not me, but... It wasn't me.
Say it. We weren't alive.
Bobby Lee!
Yeah. There we go.
Thank God to my parents. And Kalila and George. Love you all.
Bye. No, they're out.
I can't say George.
Wait, what the hell?
Please, they gotta be out.
Can I even say Tiger Belly?
You can say Kalila. If you say George, he's gonna die. I'll kill him.
What if I say, shout out to King Failure, George.
How about White Nothing?
Yeah.
Shout out to White Nothing.
White Nothing.
King Failure, White Nothing.
There's no need for this branding. Yeah. I don't like.
I'm going to say something very fucking. Can I just say something about this guy, George?
Why?
He has notebooks, right? He has like notes. He has all these things. Because he's a producer, right? Don't say anything until I finish, okay? Do you promise?
Back up, George. Back up.
So he sets up this like production meeting to pitch to a production company, right? I don't know anything about it. I wake up, Kalata goes, wake up. You have to go to this pitch meeting at a company.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what? I don't want to go. You told George you would go. And it's with like the high up guy, right? He's the president or one of the, right?
Yeah.
So I go, do I drive there? She goes, no, he's going to pick you up. He meets me up front and we drive to the fucking place.
Okay.
And I go, what are we pitching? He's like, I got some pitches. Oh my God. One of them was, the first one was mediocre at best. Okay. The second and third one were not even, this is what it was.
Don't do that to him.
No.
Don't do that to him, sweetie.
What? Do what?
Don't like he
The first
work.
One was great. The first one was great. I pitched the first one.
Mm-hmm. I know it's good because he's saying
I pitched the first one.
Was that the first one, the game show?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was something else. The first one, I'm like, that has some legs. It's not there yet.
Yeah.
But it's something. But the second and third one, oh my God. Well, there's a stage. And you're there, and there's people there, and you guys do crazy things, you know? And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I mean, it's like every week is different, but it's crazy with your friends.
How does he talk like that?
That's what he sounds like to me, right? I go, George, you can't pitch that. We'll get kicked out of the fucking room. Okay, how about this one? You and your friends, you guys go wild.
Wait, are we just changing out the adjectives?
I'm not kidding you. I don't know specifically what they were.
Rambunctious.
But they were generally like that. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the car sweating. What are we gonna do? We're fucked. So then I go to George. I go, just follow my lead, right? You don't pitch the first one, all right? But you just sit there. So we go into the nice office, right? Yeah, there's a long table. The guy comes out, and with his assistant, we know the assistant. What's his name?
Russell Ford.
I love that guy.
Yeah. I love Russell.
I love Russell. And we got out of there, you know, okay, I thought.
This is where it gets a little bit fucked up, though.
Yeah, and then because I pitched on something.
Can I just hold on? Bobby comes home.
Yeah.
Bobby comes home.
I haven't even gotten my rebuttal yet. Keep
going. You're stressing me out with your face already. He comes home,
and I was like, oh, did you guys pitch the game show? They're like, no. He's like, no, but we pitched something else. I was like, well, what did you pitch? You know the thing about me being handcuffed to so-and-so? I was like, you mean my idea? You guys pitched my idea, and I wasn't even in the room.
Can I just say something?
It's in the ether.
You sabotaged me, baby, because you brought me in a room with this fucking jackass. Right? No, you're not going to get a rebuttal. Start your own podcast, pal. Start your own fucking podcast, pal. All right. Let me something. Okay. You put me in a fucking corporate room with this fucking jackass, right? Right? And then I have to fucking defend for myself. I'm stealing ideas.
Why did it have to be mine?
We came up too good together.
We did.
Let's be honest,
but
okay?
Let's be honest also. Shouldn't I have been in that room if you were pitching our idea?
Yeah, let me say this. Let's be another honest. They like that idea and they might do it and you'll become a producer.
Yes.
Boom. All right,
so there's that. But do you have anything to... I don't want you to say anything. Yeah. You want to say something?
I want to hear a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, number one, we were supposed to meet on Thursday night. So we could go over these ideas.
True.
Because the man who's going to pitch him, the man who's going to sell him is you, the king. I'm just a lowly connector.
I can corroborate this.
So that's what...
One.
I want to write down connector. Because I don't forget that because that's ridiculous.
He's
go ahead.
Connecting you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Number two, the idea that you made fun of so much. You're like... Oh, it's like a Korean game show, but like, what did they do? It's just like different things, like crazy things, huh?
I love that idea.
You went in the room and you were like, oh yeah, and then like you just like started riffing on other ideas. You were like, oh yeah, and then I had this idea I was trying to do with
Joe Coy.
But it was just a Japanese game show.
Yeah, but
that means... It was exactly the same thing as mine, except Japanese instead of Korean, and everybody was like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. You and Joe Coy in a Japanese game show.
Okay. Okay, stop. Will you stop? Stop.
I would like to say one thing, though.
Yeah.
I will say that George's idea of the game show, Gilbert and I have gone through this, so angry right now. And it is really good.
Okay, stop. Okay.
You maybe just didn't understand it.
Okay, let me say this to you, friend, my girlfriend.
My
all right?
girlfriend.
I understand every single thing that's going on right now. Okay, I'm a fucking conduit for fucking knowledge.
But he's a connector.
And I absorb it.
But he's, right? a connector.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Conduits
friend?
Are over connectors. Yeah.
You're not kidding. Let me say something right now, dude. You're not a connector. Okay, you know what you are? An appendage.
That's good.
A dead one.
Okay, well,
one that doesn't work is one of them. You didn't let me finish.
It needs to
always be with you.
Okay, can I say something? Oh, so secondly, okay. The reason why I threw the Joe Coy is because I was stuck, right? And in my head, I'm like, Joe still wants to do this game show idea. And I knew that I didn't have the pitch down, but I threw his name in there to create some sort of excitement.
Juices.
Right?
Yeah.
Some juices. So that's the only reason why I did that. Okay. And thirdly, right, the idea that they liked is the one that Kalilan and I came up with. Okay. Let me say something also. Thanks for coming with me. I really do enjoy the car rides we had. And then afterwards, we had Katsudon. Ooh. It was a good lunch, and I enjoyed myself. Okay? Sorry for attacking you.
What just happened?
Okay, I'm sorry for attacking you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Because I saw it in your face. You were hurt a little bit, and, you know...
I don't think that he's hurt. George has the thickest skin out of anyone I've ever known.
Yeah.
He gets abused by us.
He gets abused
weekly.
So hard. You know? Another thing...
I will corroborate the fact that for 3 days leading up to that meeting, he texted me multiple times and I could not get through to you. And remember when you were like, give me ideas so we can like put it together. And he was just not in the correct headspace to give anything back to me. Therefore, I couldn't give anything to you.
All good.
So
yeah,
okay. My hands were tied.
But I'm glad that
you pitched my idea behind my back.
And that's going to be a hit. Now, let me say something.
You will not be a producer.
It's going to be a hit.
I need producer credit.
So Kalila and I also have been watching a show on Netflix, and we're not going to give away spoilers, but the show is really strong. What's it called?
The Haunting.
I forgot what it was called.
The Haunting of House of Hill House.
The Haunting of
have
Hill
you
seen
House.
It yet? He told us about it.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna. I don't want to give away anything. It basically it's a haunted house. You know, that's the, I guess, the
general
surface
premise,
general
yeah.
premise. But it really is a family drama. I like it, Hereditary. I like because of the fact that it revolved around a family and it was falling apart. This family. It has the same kind of tone, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really thought out. You really feel for this family. It goes back from the past to the present. It's masterfully directed. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, Mike Flanagan?
Flanagan, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy, what school he went to, but there's in this episode six, there's a shot in there. It's like a 10-minute non-cut shot of them just acting. It's so brilliantly done. I might have to see it again tonight. It's that good. And Kalila in the seventh episode, we're not going to tell you what it is.
Eighth
episode. Kalila and I screamed at a part. Yes, it was a jump scare, right? But I had never in my whole entire life had been that scared in my life. Have you?
Okay, I screamed so loud that two things happened. I farted simultaneously.
Yeah, she did.
And I threw my hamstring out. My hamstring cramped up.
At the same time.
And so we had to pause because I had the worst Charlie horse.
This is what she did, essentially, yeah, okay? Ah! Pop, 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 pop! My leg! Essentially, that's what
war
I heard.
Zone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what had happened. Yeah, yeah.
My leg!
And I go, I push pause. And I can't give away any spoilers because I really need people to watch the show. And now, you know what you might think? I don't think it's that scary, or, you know what I mean? There are a lot of like, what the fuck? You know, why is that or this? And you might have problems with it, but at the end of the day, you know, to be a TV show, a weekly show, and to get people to like get hooked on a horror haunted house show, it's very difficult to do, and they have me hooked. I really think, and you know, some of these actors, E.T.'s in it, Elliot from E.T.
Yeah.
Henry Thomas is in it.
Timothy Hutton.
Timothy Hutton's in it.
It's the guy who plays, he's in a lot of things, but he's, in Game of Thrones, the guy, he's a British actor. He plays Dario.
Oh, the handsome
The
guy.
Second Dario, not the first one.
Yeah, the second Dario.
The replacement.
Yeah, the replacement, Dario.
And then there's a guy in there who plays like the youngest son. What's his name?
Luke.
Yeah, I know Luke, but what's his actor's
something,
name?
Something, Cohen.
Something, something, something.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah,
Cohen.
This guy is so good. Oliver. I mean, everyone in the show is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend it. It's a fun show. I can't get myself to watch Making a Murderer Part 2.
Why?
If I had heard that Stephen Avery and his nephew were out of prison, I would really want to watch it, because then I could see, you know, it unfold, and then we get our relief. You know, it's like, you know, when you're watching like Game of Thrones,
yeah.
And I keep saying to you, it's like if I don't get some sort of episode where there's some sort of happiness, yeah, or some sort of relief, like, oh, Arya, you know, is back together with her sister.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you get that feeling of like, oh, okay, I went through rape, deaths,
yeah,
all this stuff, but finally I get a little reprieve and I get to see something that I want to see.
Yeah.
Right? With Making a Murderer 2, if they're not fucking out of prison, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah, but I think it's more to it than that. I think that you know, the judicial system works so slow in that way, and it is such a high profile case now.
Yeah.
So I don't think things will move as fast as you want them to. But I hear that Kathleen Zellner makes it a really compelling series, because she even points out the mistakes of his previous lawyers, Jerome Buting and the other guy. And I hear she is just cold and icy and amazing.
Yeah. Well, I know I knew about her when after Making a Murder, right? We looked her up, right? We Googled her previous cases. She's the best in the business.
Yeah.
I don't, that's still not enough for me.
I also hear in the last episode there is something of sort of a bombshell that she drops in terms of who she thinks did it.
Okay. That's still, is he are they still rotting in prison?
I don't know.
So that's my point, is that I can't watch him until at least Brendan Dassey gets out. Mm. That poor kid. If you haven't seen Making a Murder on Netflix, you're just out of sync, man. Out of sync. You know, I don't want to make fun of you, you know, but there are just certain things culturally. It's like when you ask a kid, you know, name me a. It's like back in the like, what's the Vietnam War? If no one knows what that is, I went on a date with a girl that didn't know what that was.
No, we talked about it with the Ruin Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know what it is, and what they don't know what it is. You just kind of go, oh, well, that you're not. You don't live on planet Earth. That's all.
But what if she's an amazing person and you just need her to brush up?
So anyway, today also something great happened. What happened?
We cut off Delilah.
That's okay. Yeah. I used to it.
No, what happened?
Nothing. That's nothing. I swear, nothing.
Okay. I cut her off?
No, George just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's fine.
Rich Wallet.
Rich Wallet. Yeah. We love it. Ooh. We love Ooh.
Yeah, something to say, babe?
I had...
today...
Julio, stop it.
So last week I get a call from Anna Faris's people. She wants me to do her podcast.
So cool.
And I was a little nervous because I've only had two instances where I, you know, where I... met her, where I worked with her. I worked with her at Mad TV. She did a couple of sketches with us. And also, I worked with her on The Dictator. Okay. That week that I was there, we talked about it on our podcast, because that movie was so high profile, I really didn't know who to hang out with on set, because it's like Ben King. My scenes were with Ben Kingsley and all these like dignitaries, like older actors.
Ed Norton.
Yeah, but that was, he was only one day. Yeah. I'm talking about there were all these other like character actors that were like 60 that were playing like politicians. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there in this like UN thing and like all day long while Sasha's doing his little monologue. And I was just like, I don't know who to talk to. And every once in a while, Anna would show up, Anna, and she would like either like slap me or, you know what I mean, tickle me. Or she was like really just... fun, right? Mm. And so when I saw her today, dude, we did 2 hours of just a crazy ass podcast. Mm. She's really good. And I just really like her. You
I
know?
Love her. And then I called Bobby and then she got on the phone. And I was like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, Anna called, yeah, Anna talked to Kalani for a bit. And yeah, it's just, you know, this world, where we're at right now, and Joe Rogan has told me this. He told me this last couple weeks ago. Mm. Rogan goes, why are you on that TV show? And I go, I don't know. I mean, you did it. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I know, but you're on a good podcast. Your podcast is eclectic. And you're saying good things about it. He goes, you have an audience that likes you. That's it. That's what, that's the pinnacle of what we should be doing. Mm. And I'm like, you know, you never think of it that way. You never think about that the people who are listening right now is our true fans. Mm-hmm. They do love us, and we should put every ounce of love and integrity into these episodes.
Oh, integrity, are you sure about that choice of word?
Yeah.
We're because not I don't really even know what it means. Integrity.
I don't know what it means, but I've heard it said in like TV and stuff.
And it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good, yeah. Right? Yeah, integrity doesn't necessarily have to be like clean, or it has nothing to do with morals or values. We have to be in, it has to do with what our sensibilities are and to be true to our sensibilities.
That we do this show in earnest.
We do it every week.
Yeah, we do.
Which is a number. We make the, you know, we have guests lined up.
And then we put in the full effort.
We put in full effort.
And full thought.
Yeah, we get, we've done some trial and error episodes. We've learned. We've turned some of the employees here, like Gilbert, into fucking complete and utter fucking assholes.
I'm a brat.
Who don't give a fuck about the hand.
We should talk about feeds that. Him. We should talk about that right now.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at the rebellion. Look at what he's doing right now. You fucking fuck. All right?
Since the beginning of this
what?
Podcast,
what are you
going to
do, Pinky?
Babe.
No, oh, yeah, this dog's been humping my leg for good. The last 5 minutes and then biting
he just
my...
got neutered, Julio.
Yeah, Julio's been fucking
He's been
everybody.
Humping.
Dude, his whole dick Gobi's... comes out.
No, it doesn't.
It yeah. does.
Yeah, it does.
And then he bites my pant leg if I don't let him hump my leg.
Just let him do it.
Typical male.
Nothing's going to come out.
Sentence if I hump my leg.
So out of the three of us, since the beginning of this podcast, who do you think has changed the most in terms of their, you know... their divaness.
Well, can I just say this?
Rank us.
I'm going to rank you guys. And the thing is that I don't want anyone to take offense.
Okay.
All right. So everyone, don't take offense. But it's so
but
easy.
I feel like it's going to be me now.
No, it's so easy.
I don't know.
It's so easy. And this is the and also everyone in the room, all four of you, this is literally the honest, my honest belief. I'm not saying this for comedy. Mm. I'm saying it because this is what I truly believe. Number one. Changed Gilbert. Mm-hmm. Number two, George. Number three, Kalila. And number four, me.
You're pretty constant.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, because I know me, and I know I haven't changed since this thing. I've changed because of the show, maybe.
I will say that yes, Gilbert has changed the most, but in all the positive ways.
Whoa.
I truly think you've really morphed into a far better version of yourself when we first started.
Oh, thank you.
More sincere, more honest, more brotherly, more everything. Like, he isn't trying to be anybody anymore. He just is Gilb.
Yeah.
I was very nervous around you guys at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I had to impress you.
I think we all had to impress each other at some
just
point.
Just get a little bit of that nervousness back.
I'm still nervous.
Okay, no, you're not.
That speech.
Even when I've noticed this too, Faulkner.
Faulkner.
I'm gonna tell you this about you, Faulkner. All right, is that a lot of times I'll walk in here with a guest, and I know it's a guest that's like pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I remember walking in with Navarro.
That was crazy.
I know, but in your face, in the way you held yourself, was like, yeah, I'm Gilbert.
For sure.
Yeah, it was the energy. That was the
energy.
That was the energy.
Who you?
Yeah.
I have to do the same too. Like, even getting on the phone with Anna Faris today, I was like, be cool. Be cool. Like, I was like,
I don't
want to
make
a hitch
feel
in
like,
my throat. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is weird, though, if you don't do what he does, which is like try to just keep it calm and cool.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
Eric Stone Street, I feel like he was like, okay, relax, dude. Because I was like, earlier, I was like, oh, Mr. Stone Street, I went to Chicago too. So, like, for Dave, I was stay cool.
Yeah. VH1, our high school.
You grew up watching him on TV, just be chill.
You know what? You're right. You know, I'm just mad because I didn't get the cookies. All this is coming out. I have like this weird resentment.
But who really changed?
We know who really has changed.
We do.
We know.
Yeah.
But we don't want to say it out loud.
Right.
Because it won't get through to him anyway.
Yeah.
George.
What?
Yeah.
How many followers you got these days?
Let me
bro?
Say something right now, dude. And I've talked about this before when I first met you at Maker Studios. When the owners of Maker, right, come on down. You know, Lisa Nova. You know, she's a friend of mine, and she goes, here's an array of producers that you can choose from. I wanted Talia.
Terica.
I wanted Terica. She's great. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of other ones, but this guy keeps raising his hand. Like, I want to do it. I go, I don't want the albino southerner. Yeah, like Pinky. I don't want him.
The white man.
Yeah, there's nothing about him, right? And as months went on, he kept showing up to things. He kept being involved. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, oh, this guy's either like going to kill me or he's a huge fan. But at the end of the day, he was the one that stuck by me. Mm-hmm. All right? But at that time, you should have seen what he was wearing.
Isn't he dressed?
His dress is good now. Okay, now he tries. At least he tries.
I was blending into the corporate environment, dog.
It was like literally Gap jeans, but not the cool Japanese kind, the stuff that you would get like 12 years ago.
I've never with, like, the white, in my life.
Whatever. That's what they look like, okay? And you were wearing like kind of like button-up striped shirts, I don't remember, right? And your hair wasn't good.
Hair's
and
great. Hair's
you were,
great.
You, I literally thought to my head, in my head, I bet you money because he hasn't ejaculated inside a woman ever that the workings in his dick is like clogged up or there's like, it just doesn't work properly. But I would have bet my life on it.
Oh, I was doing so much better back then. So much better.
You know, and, well, like, can we take a break? Because Julio.
What?
It's humping George.
For 15 minutes. Just, I think George's legs are bleeding through his pants because Julio has just
there's
been
a lot of a dog cum and blood.
He's just been fucking the shit out of George's legs.
Yeah, let it happen. Just let it happen. We're not stopping.
I've been trying.
We're
to.
Not stopping. We're not stopping. Keep going, Julio. Yeah. Keep going, Julio. Keep going. Just let him
Julio,
do it.
Come
just
here.
Let him do it. Let him do it. He's
oh,
horny.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, but you know what, dude? You know what, dude? Congratulations.
You know what I like about how you've changed? When I first met you, you were very mum and neutral. Now you give your opinion straight to me.
You got edge.
Yeah.
And you, before, I think, or maybe we just didn't know each other very well, I think you just kind of like felt the need to stay neutral. Mm-hmm. And now you shoot just straight fire at my soul and you hurt my feelings, which I really appreciate. You know
I
what I mean? Like,
that,
and I
yeah,
appreciate
yeah.
that. Like, I don't like people who don't tell me exactly how it is.
And here's another clue that I'm beginning to like you more. What is one of the clues, do you think?
You talk to me?
That's a good... That's, no, oh, so you're getting close. You're getting close.
Oh, phone calls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't give phone calls. Do I call you now?
Usually when you need something, but there was the one time, the one phone call just to chat.
I called you just to chat.
What was it? Wait, what was that?
What was that?
It was after the
you called them up. Oh.
The Asians at the Laugh Factory. What was the name of that show?
Yeah, Loud Asians or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what, after that, when you called me to chat, I was at the me and Bryce were at the Saddle Ranch. We were trying to hit on ladies, but you called. I walked outside to chat with you, and we chatted for a good 15 minutes, and it touched me.
Wow! Wow! You're welcome. You're welcome. But that's how I know that I'm warming up to you. And I've known you for years now. Mm-hmm. I really do love you, dude. I mean, let's be honest. I do. I must, because you know, you're a part of this thing. And I know you're
to.
Working
yeah.
on it.
Just say
it's not that I have to. It's just that I feel like this Tiger Belly would be nothing without you.
I believe 100%. That. 100%. Yeah. George is the spinal cord.
Yeah, I mean, I could branch off, you know, and figure it out. But who has the time? Who has the time?
Who right. has the time?
Who doesn't? Yeah. I'm going to say something that happened to me Friday. Uh-huh. It was the most embarrassing thing. It was I've never panicked as much as I haven't told you this yet.
Uh-oh.
So Lindsay Price, she calls me a month ago. She goes, Mia and Curtis are doing this benefit, and it's to help adoption. It's a good cause. Mm-hmm. It's called Baby Ball, right? And in my head, I'm like, I'll go. I have to. She asked. She's my TV wife. Mm-hmm. But like weeks go by, she emails me 1,000 things. I don't respond. And then one day she goes, is there any way you could do, what do you call it? Give it a, we're doing a...
something for auction.
An auction. We're auctioning. And we want to auction free tickets to the Comedy Store and people hanging out with you all night.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, you can do that. It's easy. Mm-hmm. So then... Friday comes around, and I don't know what it is, this baby ball, but I show up 2 hours late, where she's texting me, are you coming?
Oh my
right?
God, yeah.
So I show up in a Hawaiian shirt, right? Fucked up jeans, sandals, and I walk into this thing, and everyone's in, like, tuxedos.
Ooh, that kind of ball.
Yeah, like I don't know what a ball meant.
Like a gala type
yeah,
of thing.
I should have Googled ball. Because
Cinderella.
I thought a ball meant like, you know,
George.
Just people
hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
Have him bite that.
So I show up and it's probably 700 people, 600-700 people.
Oh, this is big.
Yeah. And then I'm looking around. I go, oh, there's the president of ABC. Oh, there's executives at NBC. Oh, there's, then I look at the one, two seats open in the whole thing. One of them says Kalila. She's not with me. Right. And the other has my name on it.
Okay.
It,
well, hold on. No, no, I'll stop. Just defend the fact that I'm not there.
You're not there.
I'm not there because...
You weren't there, though.
No, I know. But you also told me the day before.
Yeah.
And then a friend went into labor the next day. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
So you were really supporting
it's a pretty good.
That was pretty damn.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's why you didn't want her to say anything.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good reason. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But you're all the way in the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me just sit on your thing. All right. Okay. Let's move on. So I sit down and I'm next to Jenna Fisher. And she's like, where were you? Like, I don't know. It's going to be like this, right? And then all of a sudden, the host goes up and he describes the charity, the foundation. Yeah. And people are crying in the audience.
Tell them what they do.
What they do is, I don't know the statistics or any, but I could just repeat generally what it is. It's basically about adopting, right? And if... It shows the kids that go through foster system in this country.
It's
expensive. Foster, like when we put kids through the system, right? And when they get older, you know what I mean? Most of them end up prostituting themselves or ending up in drugs. Mm-hmm. And all the money that, as a society that we pay, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? When kids are going through that system. And it's millions and millions of kids, right? And this guy who's talking, I forgot his name, but he grew up in a house where his mom just fostered like 20 kids and adopted a bunch. And they're all killing it in life. They're doctors. I mean, they're killing it, right? And they showed a video where everyone's crying. It shows an example of what it's done to American families, adoption, and what these kids, how great it is for
what
these kids.
Specifically they do, though, is they raise, because it is the adoption process is very costly for families.
Yeah.
Basically, they raise money so that people who can't otherwise adopt children can now adopt children. Because you basically have to be pretty well off to be approved to adopt kids, expensive. Right? Yeah, but what if you're just, let's say, like, you know, lower middle class, right? And you want to adopt a kid.
Yeah.
And now you have a way to do that. They raise money to pay for those adoption fees and things like that. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that they do. And I literally was like, number one, in my head, I'm like, I should have gotten a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. And number two, I'm like, I have no money on me. You know, it's like these things. So then, you know, they do the video, people are crying, and imagine this now. Curtis Stone, and I want to say this about Lindsay Price and Curtis Stone, they're just good people. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they put their heart, they're in service, and this is a great thing, okay? So Curtis goes up there, and he goes, okay, so we're auctioning off, you know, a night at any of my restaurants, right? And you get like 6 restaurants, and then you get a tour of the kitchen and you get to hang out with us and this and that, and it, you know, his restaurants are the best restaurants you could ever go to. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, if you go to one of his restaurants, you're gonna drop at least $200-$300. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're going on a date,
Gwen, yeah,
right? So then like the bid starts at $1,000 for like 6 restaurants, and I'm like, okay. So, and everyone's applauding Curtis, yeah, you know what I mean. And then I'm just sitting there. I'm like in my head because I have a spot in 40 minutes. So I'm like, how do I?
Oh my God.
And as I'm thinking this, all of a sudden I hear this. And next, Bobby Lee on stage. And I look at Jenna and I go, what did he say? Because you got to go up on stage. I go, what for? I don't know what to. What am I going to say? Right? Bobby Lee, he points at me.
He's like, right, the come whole, on, buddy.
Now imagine everyone. I mean, you know, people that could ruin me.
Network people.
Yeah, are in the audience. And so I go, I don't even know how to get on the stage. So then Curtis is already still on there. So I do a thing. Maybe this will get a laugh. Right, I'm trying to, like, in my head. Maybe this will get a laugh, right? So I go, Curtis, help me up on this. You're right. When, obviously, I know where the stairs are now. But I do this thing where he struggles, right? And I'm trying to barely get on. I'm fall slipping. It's dying.
No.
No. Silence. It's silence, right? Oh, so I get up there and Curtis is like blushing, right? And I'm just kind of, you know, in my Hawaiian shirt. You know what I mean? Slippers, you know? And I'm smiling and you could hear people mumbling. You know what I mean? What the fuck, right? And so the host guy goes, so what are you auctioning off? I go, and I look up, I have to read the thing that's even on the screen because I don't even know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a night with me? Oh, yeah. Free drinks. I give you a tour of the club at the Comedy Store. All right, let's auction. You guys want to auction it off? And the guy's like, yeah, auction. I go, all right, we're going to start with 50. And the guy goes, no, 1,000. So he interrupts me. I say, 50. And he goes, no, it's 1,000. And I turn to him and go, 1,000? No one's going to go there for 1,000? I like start saying that to him.
Ticket is $25.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It costs $20 to get in the fucking thing.
This is on, you're doing this?
Yeah, I'm like whispering it to him.
Yeah.
Panicking, right? No, he goes, no, it's 1,000. We all start with 1,000, right? And no one bids. Silent. Like 1,000. Nothing. And this is why, and I thanked her today. From the middle of the room, I see a little white hand go up. She goes, I'll bid 1,000. Jenna Fisher. Jenna Fisher, because I work with her, fucking saved me. That woman. And when I saw her today, I looked her right in her little eyes. She's not Asian. I don't know why I said that. Her big eyes. And I said,
her big white eyes.
Big white, wholesome Americana eyes, right? With a foundation of values and virtue.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, thank you so fucking much. Because if you hadn't done that, because then what happened was when she did that, and a nice Asian lady goes, I'll take 2,000.
Yeah.
Right? And they kind of, you know. But boy, man, that was embarrassing. And then after that, I got off. No one had clapped. And I ran out of there like a fucking animal. I went to the left and I just ran out. Thinking that was going to get a laugh of me maniacally running out.
A little bit?
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing.
What is this crowd? Yeah,
and I just got in my car and I drove away. You know.
It's a very niche comic.
Very niche.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can't do jokes, right?
Even at that?
Really?
They know who you are. Like,
no one knows who I am. Nobody knows in that environment. And imagine, like, you know, also you don't, okay, even if I did jokes, right, and I started tanking, to me in my head I'm like, it's better to just do subtle shit, right? So maybe some physical things that maybe, you know what I mean, weird awkward stuff, and then you can make it seem like I wasn't trying and then you can get out of it. But man, those social situations, I fucking hate it, man.
My heart's beating from that.
And I think these episodes are getting pretty good last couple of months, huh?
Mm-hmm.
These episodes? Oh, our episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the TV show.
Right. We've had guests back to back to back to back. So this is such a. Refreshing. It feels kind of cool in here right now.
Yeah, it does feel good. It does feel good with you guys.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I feel like I've been talking a lot, though. Have I?
No, you're doing just fine. You always talk a lot.
That's another thing is some people think that maybe I talk too much.
Who else is going to talk?
Who says that?
Who the?
Let me tell you about my gala I had was invited to by celebrities. I don't have any.
Yeah, we don't have those fancy cool stories like you. The only story I have to tell was that I went to a fucking baby shower.
Yeah, she went to Vegas. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was fun.
What happened?
That's my story. Oh, the Dodgers won. Going to the World Series.
Hot takes with Bobby. What do you think about the Dodgers?
He's a new fan.
I'm a new fan.
Ooh.
He's a believer
I
now.
Thought, let me say something, okay? Uh-huh. I literally thought that they should do away with that sport for years.
But you hate baseball.
Because if you look at the premise of it, and if I'm at an airport, I see it on the screen, you just kind of go, that's still on? Who watches that?
It's like a CD player.
You know, after UFC and all these combat sports. But then here's the thing, dude. Because I've been watching, and I watched last year too a little bit. Mm-hmm. But this year especially, I get it. I get why people sit there for 7 hours through the inning after inning. it's there's not a lot of action, right? But you get there is like, here's the thing, you want to know like if you see a soccer match, mm-hmm. you want to know that it's just not the, some random thing. We're just that they have a plan. Mm-hmm. In soccer, there are plans. Mm-hmm. We're gonna tighten up our midfield, right? We're gonna defend and we're gonna counterattack, if that's the thing, or we're gonna do a, you know, 2-5-3 formation, mm-hmm. and we're gonna attack, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. They're just different things. We're, you know, if we're playing against, you know, PSG, we're gonna cover Neymar. Mm-hmm. And there's different things, right? And in baseball, I thought it was like, no, you just hit it, and then I hit it,
and run,
and then yeah, and we'll just see who can hit it the farthest. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. Mm-mm. It's, you know, about switching out your fucking
pitches,
you know, pitches. Mm-hmm. Having a good bullpen for pitches,
right?
Right. I found out about the blind guy.
Urias?
Yeah,
Urias.
You know, there's a guy with no eye.
He's not blind, sweetie. He's a fucking amazing pitcher.
He has no eye.
Blind guy.
No, Julio Urias is a Dodger pitcher, and when he was younger, he had a benign tumor in his eye that needed to be removed, so it kind of made his eye a lot smaller. In one of,
but it works?
It works. I mean, he throws.
Wait. He has two eyes that work?
I don't know how well the other eye works.
But it does work.
I don't know. I think so.
You don't think it
work?
It does?
Oh, I thought it was completely blind. Well, if it works, then fuck that guy. I thought he was a guy that it didn't work. I'm like, this guy's a fucking genius.
He's a phenom.
He is still a phenom.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Even if he had both eyes, he's still a phenom.
I know, but what I'm saying is that if, let's suppose, you know, I was a composer, mm-hmm. right? And my right ear... You could see there's no lobe or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a hole mm-hmm. that looks infected. And people would think, oh, man, that composer, he can't hear out of his right ear. Mm-hmm. But if I could hear perfectly fine, then it's a big deal.
I don't think he can see perfectly out that eye. Because one time, one of his interviews, he said, God gave me one bad eye, but a good left arm.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. Is he a lefty, George?
I don't
know.
Think
I just made that up. Yeah.
But anyway, you have that guy. I like that guy.
Who else? Who else? Maybe who you know now from the Dodgers.
Machado.
We just got him, but yes.
I like him.
Yeah.
Right? The Puerto Rican that just did the home run.
The Puerto Rican?
Yeah, his name?
He did the home run.
That's, he's not Puerto Rican. Puig?
Yeah, Puig.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's Puerto Rican.
Dominican?
No.
Dominican.
Wow. He's Cuban.
Yeah. Cuban.
Well, same thing. Right? Island, no. Same ocean.
Okay. Come on,
that was close.
Ahead. Okay, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty close, yeah.
I like the orange guy.
Justin
yeah,
Turner.
Yeah, with the pretty orange beard.
Right,
I like him
right.
a lot. I just like...
You like Kershaw.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why I like the Dodgers. Is because I've been reading stuff online mm-hmm. and people hate them. And I can see... You know what I mean? Like when they were booing Machado.
Yeah.
The Brewers. I like the way he looked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. He's right? dirty.
Yeah, he's dirty. Like, I'll run on your ankle. Right, and not get in trouble. I like the guys like that.
You got in trouble. You got fined 10K.
And then when Puke hit it.
I love you, Puke.
When Puke hit it, right? And he started going, boya, boya, yeah. with his dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, right? And just rubbing it in their fucking faces.
You like that swag.
I did that when I was watching it. I was going, boya, boya. In their fucking stupid fucking Wisconsin cheesehead fucking faces. No celebrities in the audience. Come on. Who supports you? You go to Chicago. Bill Murray. Yeah.
Wisconsin.
He's in the audience. You're right. Wisconsin, who do you got there?
Joe. Right.
Yeah, a rat.
Come on.
I mean, good people, though.
Love them.
I love Wisconsin. Great city, man. You guys had Dahmer did his business in that state. You get the first one in the 50s. What was that? His serial killer? Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Yeah, that was... No, I love him.
Yeah, good cheese, too.
Great band. Garbage is a good band. And it's a great state. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Brewers fans were really good. That stadium sounded really loud.
Loud.
And when they booed Machado, it got to his head.
And it was
hard.
Also, I'll be honest with Wisconsin. When we won that last game, it did make me feel bad for you guys. Because I know that you guys were supposed to be the winners.
Yeah, Dodgers weren't even supposed to make it past the Rockies.
But, LA is just a better city. Come on.
We got celebrities.
Come on.
We got a lot of celebrities.
Sometimes I feel like LA, like for sure, yeah. LA, like Dodger fans are the best LA sports fans, in my opinion. They're not fair weathered fans. I think that Laker fans are fair weathered.
Yeah.
I think Clipper fans are. I think Rams fans are. The Dodger fans are diehard. They will fill up Chavez Ravine no matter what. Win or lose, shitty season, they're always there.
It's like yeah. Boston.
And I really
Chicago.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I also like, you know, I love that it's rooted in some sort of a Hispanic vibe.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right? That it's got like cholos, you know, and stuff that follow them. Mm-hmm. It's a part of also their culture, yeah. The Dodgers, mm-hmm. You know? That's what I like about it also. That's why I liked about the Oakland Raiders as well. Mm-hmm. They're just there's a deep family traditional thing, and there's like Uzis at the end of them too. You know
Uzis,
what I mean?
My God, yeah.
Uzis.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah, you know, I think the Chargers are gonna go back to San Diego. Well, they're
I heard
dying.
Something else.
Because the Rams are here. I don't know why
they're dying.
Another team here.
I know, right?
It's so weird.
And then I heard another rumor that the Raiders are going to Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. I heard another rumor that there was going to be a switcheroo, that somehow the Raiders were going to find their way back here, and that the Chargers would be gone
forever.
Something to that effect.
That could happen.
I don't know. I just heard it over the weekend. But why did I eavesdrop on people's conversations?
Why did they leave San Diego? They're a part of our cultures. The Chargers.
They think it was a money thing. I don't think that it was doing well.
Yeah, but look at them now.
I know. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know anything. I don't follow football like that.
Yeah,
I just generally know who wins, and then I get on with my life. I don't have a team even.
Yeah, I think just for me, what I like also about baseball is that it's a family traditional kind of a thing where you go to Chicago and, like, you know, Ike Barinholtz is a friend of mine. I know that he's a huge Cubs fan, but they're diehard.
Yeah.
Right? In their family. It's rooted into their DNA. Mm-hmm. That's why Bill Murray and all these kind of guys, even Red Sox, though, too, as well.
Yankees.
Oh, Red Sox have an amazing love for their team.
Embedded in their city.
Red Sox fans always scare me.
Why?
Boston. They're very, very diehard.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want to be a Dodger fan and then go to Boston for like the World Series, and like in my Dodger gear.
Yeah, to me they look like really old. Just let me finish it. You can edit this out, right?
No.
Yeah. They look either like kind of older, like librarians, or they look like they're in the band House of Pain.
What do they look like?
House of Pain.
You know what I mean? Right, that they have, like, you know, they're just white Irish dudes. You know what I mean? Wearing baggy jeans. That's just my opinion.
House of Pain.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Come on, it's funny.
It's just like,
it's a joke. It's a joke.
That's
because I'll tell you how I know that. Because I remember, like, one of my AA sponsors, I just see B. I'll call him B.
Yeah.
He's from Chicago. Boston. He's an actor. I did Pineapple Express with him, and he also always goes to House of Pain shows. So I just feel like there's a connection there for some reason. You know?
Yeah.
I like your titties, babe.
I have none.
And also, can I say this?
How do you feel about, because truly, tell me how you feel about the fact that I went from a double D to an A cup.
I never wanted you to have. I was the one, when I met you, I'm like, don't go through the surgery.
I know,
I told you that.
Do I look like a flat chested?
No, I love it. I like it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it.
No,
I feel better with them.
I love it that way. It's also connected to your health. Mm. And I want you to fucking not, you know, I want you to be healthy.
Okay.
And I want you to live.
Good
you know?
To know.
Yeah, that's it. I just want you to live. That's it. I want you to live. Anyway, do we have any unhelpful advice?
We got an unhelpful advice.
Unhelpful advice. But what are we doing at time wise?
We're over 50.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Hey, Tiger Belly. I'm Chris from Boston, and I'm 20 years old.
Okay,
House of Pain. My young Jack Russell Terrier, Sinbad El Marino, got hit by a car last weekend and died from head trauma. My whole family was devastated. But rather than being sad, I was angry and still am. I'm convinced it was my parents' fault for being careless and keeping the door to outside open like they always do, no matter how many times I tell them it concerns me. They come from the third world countries where dogs were off leash almost all the time, and I guess they're still not used to the idea that dogs need to be more closely watched now than ever. Mm-hmm. I love my parents' law, and I've told them how I really feel about the situation, because I guess blaming people is the last thing you want to do in times like these. And I'm worried it would hurt their feelings and my relationship with them. I would never blame my parents. My mom witnessed the accident herself, and it seems to be bothering her a lot. Like, she's replaying what happened in her head all the time and feeling guilty when I'm ready to move on. My question for you guys is, how do I console my mom even though I'm still angry inside and I feel it was chiefly her and my dad's fault? I'm not good at consoling people. Should I just leave her alone? I feel like my dad died for nothing because of a dumb mistake, and it's really eating away at me. Love you guys.
God, it's a terrible thing that happened.
Let me ask you, Kalilah.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer that question by asking you a question. Mm-hmm. If I was walking Remy, mm-hmm. and I didn't hook him in properly.
Yeah.
And he runs away, and he gets eaten by a coyote. Mm-hmm. What would you do? Be honest.
I would really fully reassess our relationship, because you're a man who says that he wants children, but doesn't even have enough sense to put medications away to keep the certain things or certain hazards away from the animals, or properly leash the animals. So I would really reassess, because that would break my heart. You know that.
Yeah.
I would be so furious with you.
Yeah.
And I think that I would have to take a step back and really consider your recklessness and your seemingly lack of attention to really important things.
So now I'm going to answer the guy.
But this is
cut
parents.
Ties.
No.
What?
You're
good strategy.
That's his parents.
I'm your fucking boyfriend.
He's not having kids with his parents. And also,
this is something that's happened to me.
I did live in a third world country, and you're right. You know, we have a lot of stray dogs, or dogs kind of just. Can you let him, Julio, out? The cat was knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And I had a dog named Gino that I rescued off the street. And Gino was the love of our lives. He was just the sweetest dog ever. He made it through Parvo, so he was extra special to us because he got sick and then he survived. One morning, a relative of mine who was sort of a drug addict opened the gate of our house, and Gino got out and got ran over. And killed. He had internal bleeding. God. And I remember waking up that morning and my dad having to tell me that Gino was gone. And I remember the fury and the hate I had towards this family member. And it was actually, I shouldn't say this.
Say it.
But it was somebody, it wasn't just a family member, it was my oldest sister. And she was deep in drugs at this time. And I didn't forgive her for years.
Wait a second.
It was Honey.
Honey did that?
And to this day, she doesn't even... It will make her cry if I tell her.
What's the dog's name again?
Gino.
Thank you.
Bobby.
I need that bullet.
Why?
So when she's back in this house
she
again...
She has so much remorse.
I'm going to bring that up. She doesn't do what I tell her to do.
Love your tactics, sir.
Thank you, sir.
But...
I lie to win.
The reason that I was so angry with her was because she was drugged out and she didn't seem to show any remorse or empathy for what my sister and I were feeling. That's why I didn't forgive her for a long time. But your mom clearly is. She's breaking just like you. So you guys, I think, should heal together. You know, and it is hard to stop blaming, but it is easier to stop blaming when you see that they're hurting and they are showing remorse. I don't think she wanted that to happen at all, but accidents do happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, I'll be honest with you. If I, just back to our scenario, if Remy did escape and he was eaten by a coyote, there's no need to do whatever you're going to do. I honestly would probably relapse. It would cause me so much pain because I love that dog so fucking much. And I would probably just become a coyote hunter or something, you know?
I don't think coyotes deserve that. They're trying to eat a meal too, you know?
Don't eat my dog.
Just relax, dog.
Yeah. Don't eat my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guy, what's his name?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, I love you. And
I'm sorry about your dog.
Sorry about your dog. That's it's really fucking sad. Tragic. It is your mom. You have to learn to forgive her. Mm-hmm. And maybe you guys can get a puppy together.
Yeah.
And then be more careful next time.
Yeah. But
get another
even
dog.
The most honest mistakes happen to the best people. And it shit just happens. Isn't there another one about someone's penis?
I'm not done with this. Let me just finish my thing by saying this, okay? Is that there's an old saying.
There's an old saying.
There's an old saying, all right? Nothing ever happens. It's not an accident. Wait, let me finish. Wait.
When you laugh, it makes me
I know, it doesn't make it. Just let me finish the quote, all right? Nothing ever happens in God's world that's a mistake. Something like that, mm-hmm. Okay? So maybe your dog, although it's awful, right? Maybe there is a reason why, and maybe you have to adopt two, you know, and raise two dogs, right, from the pound or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Spin it, you know?
Oh.
In a good way.
I see.
That's all.
All right. We have the penis one.
That's I don't think that was a penis one, but I just chose that.
Okay. I'm a 27-year-old male, and I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm dating and in love with a pre-op transgender woman. We've been together for over a year, and hiding it from my friends and family has been exhausting. I'm scared of what they'll think and the judgment I'll receive. I have a very traditional family and a close group of friends, and I know I will get relentless shit for it. What can I do? Thanks.
Pre-op.
Pre-op.
Yeah, that's so before the operation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still has a pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dressing.
I mean, for me, the honest truth, love is love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a comic that's in a relationship
mm-hmm.
with a pre-op.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this dude is in love with him, her, right? And he tells me, he's like, dude, I've never thought, but he really is deeply in love. And for me, it's like, I get it. And if your family doesn't understand it, they don't understand it. There's nothing you can do about it. But love is love, and I want you to continue with that relationship.
Yeah, I think that Bobby's right, and you should... I don't know if you can find a way or find it in you to... be the example to other people, and you just got to live out loud. You got to live that love out loud. And even if it has consequences, or even if it comes with attempts to humiliate you, you know, you just got to brush, you got to like learn to brush that off. Because if that's somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you better get used to it today and now. And I don't think that it should ever be a secret. And the more that people do this and they live their truth in this way, you know, it makes it easier for the ones after you. So... that's my advice. I would just grin and bear the possible attempts at humiliation and then, you know, stand my ground against my family. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. It is tricky though, because families are really,
I'm trying to think to myself, if Kalila had a penis and with my folks, would you be hurt if I said, they're never going to know?
They're never, yeah. I mean, if I was somebody who was going to,
if I said my parents are traditional Koreans, they're just, I just know my folks, they just wouldn't understand it.
Or you don't think that they'd ever accept me?
I just don't think they would. I mean, I love my folks, but they are still rooted in
now,
Korean.
What about your friends?
Yeah, my friends are fine.
Okay.
Because they, you know, they have YouTube. Oh, you know what I mean? They're part of the culture. I mean, they know, you
know
what's
going on.
They've seen things, right?
As long as you don't hide our love.
No, I would hold hands with you at home, you know, and
at home,
and I would kiss you on the lips at home, you know, and at nights I'd fuck you in the ass, you know. But they wouldn't know. Let me ask you: would that hurt you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It would hurt.
So how would I do it? Oma, appa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who's this girl?
No, that's not what they sound like.
Okay. It's more Japanese.
Yeah, that was scary.
I was in Hawaii.
Yeah, you're Hawaii.
Who's this girl?
Let me just do both parts. Oma, appa. What more? Kalila, Yojaya, which is she's a girl. Mm-hmm. They go, we know. And I go, gochu iso. Moragu. I said she has a penis. Mm. So they go, moragu. I go, yeah, she, transvestite, yeah. How do you say
it? Transgender.
Transgender, yeah. And then we would have to watch videos and stuff. I would sit my parents in front of like...
I think your mom would be cool with it.
I think eventually she would.
Yeah.
But how cool would it be if like it took 2 years? Yeah. So she knew you for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then eventually they fall in love with you. Mm-hmm. And then you tell them. Then they have to struggle with, God, I do love her. But what does it matter? Then that question, if you do it up front and go, hey, this is my girlfriend, Kalila. She's, you know...
Oh, you don't give them a chance to even...
Get to know you.
Yeah, they right. Just, get to know you first.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Get to know you first. Have them fall in love with you. And then you spring it on them. Then in their heads, they have to struggle with, okay, well, I did love her as a human being. Mm-hmm. She's a good person. She helps around the house. She doesn't complain. You know, she's a good girl. She loves, you know, our son. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to me? So yeah. I think that's the way to do
put
it.
Put the question on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also is, you also have to think about, you know, these type of things. Like, people are so fucking ignorant. And, you know, there is still a lot of crime against people who are transgender. And you do have to consider, you know, the safety of the person. You know, like, people are fucking cruel, man. And ignorant.
Yeah. You know. But in our society, as human beings, we're never going to get away from that. People will, I mean, look at now, still now, you still see some form of the KKK mm-hmm. out there. You would think that in 2000, almost 19, that we would have done away with that. There are some people that still think that some ethnicities or races are more superior than other races. You know, some people think that homosexuality is an abomination. Mm-hmm. We're never going to... It's 2019. Think about this. In 30 years, machine is going to have consciousness. There's going to... You know, machines... Artificial intelligence is going to think for themselves, and we might have a war with them, and yet there'll still be half the population who's going to think that being gay is an abomination. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Catch up, people.
Yeah, catch up.
God.
That was Terminator plot.
Catch up. But the Terminator is based in a true thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's inevitably... The singularity, people think some.
You think it's sooner than later?
Some people that are in, you know, that technology believes it's going to happen within the next 30 or 40 years.
Did you watch a little clip of Elon Musk telling Joe Rogan that we're already cyborgs?
Oh, I saw a little bit of that.
That the amount of time we're connected to our phone, basically, we're already halfway there. We're already cyborgs.
Yeah.
It's just a little like a 1.0 version of it. Just a slower version of it.
Right. Eventually they're going to, we'll have nanobots inside of fixing diseases. Mm-hmm.
Think about the amount of people who get incredibly anxious when you take their phone away. I mean, think about how we grew up. We didn't have any of that. If we couldn't find someplace or get somewhere or talk to somebody, we kind of just made do, right? We figured it out. Now, if you take someone's phone away, they will freak the fuck out.
I still remember in my 20s driving, pulling over to call my work on a payphone.
Right.
Figuring out I don't have any quarters, mm-hmm. then going to a fucking liquor store, hey, can you get change for a dollar?
Yeah.
That's the only way I could communicate with people.
Yeah.
You know, I remember in high school, there was an area where you could smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
The kids are allowed
in high school
to smoke cigarettes if they had a consent form from their parents.
Really?
In high school. I remember getting on a plane, you know, in middle school and people smoking next to me. Mm. just imagine what we've changed in our society.
And I'm pretty sure that somewhere along the road, somewhere down the road of vaping, you know, I'm going to have a massive like tumor in my fucking pancreas. And they're going to be like, yeah, that's from the vaping. We just didn't know it at that time.
No, it's not from that. You fucking
nice shadow, hey, jab. Shadow jab.
From your Maui conditioner that you insist on getting.
My Maui. You know why?
Yeah. What if I
because
get like.
Number one, it's all 30, natural and it's affordable.
That's what
to
it
me.
Says. That's what it
I don't
says.
Buy super
but in 30 years,
stuff.
I might get fucking the HIV from it. Who knows? Anyway, thanks for listening to another episode. we learned science.
Make the announcement about the merch, babe.
What are you wearing?
Oh, my God. So, guys, we have new merch out. The shirt that I'm wearing right here, this Tiger Los Angeles Brown. Whoever picked this color is the best,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the greatest color.
Thank you. Very
And then we also have these sweatshirts.
Oh, whose face is that?
These sweatshirts as well.
Yeah.
Okay. We also have these sweatshirts.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's got the Slub King on them, like this.
He's holding up the sweater.
I'm holding it up.
Let me see.
And this is a great sweatshirt.
80s throwback to your king. Yeah,
yeah. If you want to wear the king on your chest, this is the sweater to get.
Yeah, this is a great one. And then we have, what else do we have?
Read it out loud.
All of these. Okay, yeah. We have a Tiger Belly shirt on the chest. It says Tiger Belly Podcast, Shadow Play, and Dream Weaving. Since 1971, which is your birth year.
And it's also on the back.
Wow. We have four different colors. We have this sort of cool, I love this, my favorite one, the peach color. We have a more of an army green.
Olive,
and then we have black. A black one and
vintage yellow.
Like a kind of a yellow
one. When we sell merch, we'd only make a certain amount of it and then we move on, as you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, get on it.
Get on that.
And then we'll come up with some other ones, you know?
Yep.
And once we make them, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right? So, thank you. Also, can I just say this right now? The ratings for my show is dismal.
What do you mean?
For like splitting up together. Okay? And
well, it came on the same night as the Dodgers.
It doesn't matter. Okay?
Oh. And you say no one watches baseball. So they do.
Okay, I'm just saying that... Help Papa out. I know the show's, you know, it's not the kind of comedy that people think that I should be in.
It's still a nice, fun show.
It's light.
I'm sorry, but I've watched the first two episodes, and you are so funny in it.
Thank you.
It is a funny show, and you shouldn't. What
I don't
is
downplay
it? Is it called undersell?
I don't undersell it. I just
downplay.
Want people to
downplay.
Downplay.
Shadow play.
Okay, you can't do that. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Say it proudly. You're great in it, too.
Great.
What day again, Bobby, is the show?
Tuesdays at 9:30. Hey, promote your own show, dude.
Yeah.
Get off your phone, you cyborg. Yeah.
Tuesday,
9:30, ABC. Anyway, thanks for listening to another episode of Tiger Bell. I see you up. Peace out.
Peace. George, are there any announcements for the Slap Kingdom?
Here, come in here, George.
Yeah,
I
George,
didn't
so,
mean
yeah.
come in. It's weird.
Yeah.
Sit by me.
See, so, yeah, let's phrase it that way.
Sit by me, George.
Let's show that sweater on George on a slim, sleek, and delicious
babe,
body.
You forgot to say it's George's birthday week, and his birthday is on Thursday. So we have to say happy birthday to him now, and I'm a good friend because I already bought his gifts. Did you, Gil? Uh-oh. Did you bring a fucking cookie from Hawaii?
No, I only bought you guys cookies from
but
Hawaii.
But it's his birthday.
Oh, he'll get a gift. He knows.
Oh, yeah. Did you just wink at him?
I'm going to suck his dick. Hey, are we friends, George?
All right.
We're really close now.
Babe, say happy
you
birthday
said it on
to
air.
George.
You got
to
do it now.
Babe, be more sincere.
Happy birthday.
That doesn't
Thank
sound
you, Bobby.
Sincere.
Happy birthday.
I'll sing a song.
How do I... Say goodbye
to yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, God, I really
anyway, we suck. Any announcements, George?
Yeah, the paper that's on your computer.
Okay, there's no paper there.
Where's the paper?
There's no paper, George.
Well, so, I set it there.
Well, it's not there. So, anyways, but just to touch on merch, make sure you follow us on social media. When you'll get the announcement, there'll be a countdown on the website. It'll be much more easier to find out when it drops. Like Kalala said, there's going to be the four colors of the handwritten shirts, the vintage shirts, so you can rep that Shadow Play and Dream Weaving. And then the shirt Bobby was wearing, the sweater George is wearing right now, And also we'll have some pins and some more mugs for you guys that missed out. So make sure you jump on those.
Can I see the pin, please?
Yeah, sure. Want to hold it up for them?
I love it. It's a Slept Kingdom exclusive. And it has an eye with a gold crown in the middle. And it says Tiger Belly Slept Kingdom.
It's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Also, the packaging is cool. Yep. George designed the packaging. Good job, George.
And a thank you to our sponsors, Lisa Mattress for 160 off your Lisa Mattress. Go to lisa.com/belly.
Ooh.
Thank you also to Ridge Wallet for a slim front pocket wallet, 10% off. Use the promo code TigerBelly at ridgewallet.com. And Postmates. Is giving you $100 of free delivery for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app today and use the code BELLY, BELLY.
It's a lot of money.
So thanks again to all those guys for helping us keep the show going.
Kalila, George, reverse shout-outs, anything you just want to get out in the ether?
I sure should always think
reverse shout out to drawn from the who did the Instagram
the
was
King
that drawn
failure?
From the line or was that somebody else
the King Failure
for quoting our Patreon episode and calling me King Failure on that, so reverse shout out to that guy.
I liked it. I double tapped.
I did too.
It's
but
a good,
I did.
We'll make that
but
a sticker.
Big old reverse shout out too. No need for a sticker.
Why don't you eat your dinner first? Drink your lemonade. And then we can snuggle it up, babe.
We're gonna watch that one episode of that show.
Just one, okay?
I'm surprised you guys aren't just binging it like you usually do.
It's not good to binge a horror show. Because your threshold for fear keeps going up and up, and so the scares won't be as large.
I get that.
But actually, in this show, you could binge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love
this
show. This
week.
Oh, I wanted to say one thing. God damn it, I forgot.
Well, there's a mic still on.
I know, but Bobby's not here. But do you know what he said the other day? Cool. He was talking about fast food. Yeah.
This pure dog food, are they eating it?
I fed them the Waruva one earlier.
What's this?
Is it going to give him diarrhea? Because
who ate some of this already?
Oh, Remy. Remy did.
Is he like it?
When he had a belly ache. But I think that's already past its expiration.
This one?
Yeah.
I bought some more.
Okay, well then you can feed.
But this one says 9/12/19.
Yeah, that's been expired for over a month.
Wait,
9/12/19? Oh,
19. Oh my god, guys.
Look, why don't you just open a new one?
Riveting podcast.
So if you haven't left an iTunes review yet, please leave an iTunes review. It really helps us in the rankings. What were you?
Bobby said the other day, he was telling me like his favorite fast food chains back in the day. He was like, yeah, I remember when it was just Jack in the Box and Carlos Jr.
What's Carlos Jr.?
And I was like, what? He was like, Carlos Jr.
Oh, Carlos Jr.
You know that Bobby didn't know it was Carl's Jr.? He thought there was an O after the L.
The guy with the big white head and the sombrero hat.
With the green burrito. Because they're now mixed with a green burrito. But his
name is
Carlos Jr.
I didn't grow up with that fast food joint, so.
Oh, well.
I used to eat Taco Bell all the time, but I think I'm going to switch over to Del Taco. I'm going to say that's better. Taco is so good. We have it in the West Coast, so.
I like the grilled. I used to eat the grilled stuff burrito a lot at Taco Bell. I don't eat fast food anymore. Though I just cook.
I can tell. Look at that. Boom, muscle. Oh,
it's not muscle.
God, wasn't ready. Why wasn't ready. George, edit that out. George, anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah, guys. So make sure. And also, if you want any more bonus content, if you're like, I want more Tiger Belly. They don't talk enough. On Mondays, we release new episodes on the Patreon. So check that out if you're interested at patreon.com/TigerBelly.
Yeah, if you like the solo episodes, no guest
episodes. What are you motherfuckers farted? And I can promise you
smell
it's not
my butt.
It.
Smell my butt.
I know I will.
Smell my butt.
Let me
smell my butt.
Let me smell both of your butts right
all
now.
Right.
It's not George. Gilbert! It was you!
I did not fart.
Yeah!
I really did not fart.
It was a dog then?
Kalila, look at me.
Smell my butt.
We're going to edit this out. Look at me.
Smell my fucking butt, Gilbert.
Well, I'm not smelling your butt, because that would be a Me Too situation, so I'm not going to fall for
no,
your
I'm
traps.
No, I'm giving you permish.
But seriously, look, hey, this is not... Turn it off.
Yeah.
Did you fart?
On my life, I didn't fart.
And most of those times, it does smell like fart. Do you fart? Have you done it before?
If I fart, have I not farted in front of you guys? Say, guys, I'm going to fart.
Yeah, but the ones that you announce never smell. It's like, I think you know when it smells.
That's not true. Smell my butt.
Okay, well, if this will to be continued, check out next
week.
Every
week.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. You can ask us any questions at unhelpfuladvice at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. You can follow Kalila and all her smell my butt posts at
at smell my butt.
At smell my butt.
I just changed my handle.
Let's get it trending. Hashtag smell my butt, guys.
Wait, does somebody already have it?
No.
Hold on, let me quickly.
But let's see how powerful the Slup Kingdom is. Let's hashtag smell my butt and any post you see with Kalila's face on it. Hashtag smell my butt. Let's get some sponsors for a butt product. George, we can follow. Oh, God. We can follow. I just got it. We can see follow
George _ Kimmel on Instagram.
And you can follow Bobby at everything Bobby Lee Live and myself at Gilbert's. And a shout out to everyone in Hawaii who yelled pink dick at me in a mall so many times. And some guy watched me. I forgot his name. I'll do it next week. But he was some guy at the beach was watching me for like 30 minutes. I was like, what is going on? He finally swam up to me and he was like, George has a pink dick. And I got hit by a wave and drowned. But yeah, shout out to everyone in Hawaii.
How fun.
We should do a show out there.
We should.
I keep saying it. We should just do it.
Just we should take a little Tiger Belly retreat.
For a month.
Just for fun.
We should just
we should do
there.
A podcast out there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Not a live show. We should just record for like a couple weeks.
Or our own version of a luau.
Yeah. I guess. All right. We'll see you guys
okay,
next
bye,
week.
Guys. Thank you. Strong ending.